The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork, pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Morning Sickness.
Gets better. Now I got people emailing me that Clarence Thomas just said, guess what's next? I overheard, little bird overheard. This is another Supreme Court justice. A little birdie told me they're coming after gay marriage next. Oh, for God's sakes. Are you trying to make us all kill each other? What is happening? Constitutional rights. Contraception and same-sex marriage is what Clarence Thomas just said. Well, this one's gone, so guess what's next? And he's in the room with him. So now, even if he's lying, the fear and the nonsense that's going to sweep across the...
I don't know if he said that. I mean, it sounds like a...
But again... Yeah. This is what right. The dominoes. Oh, this is the ones that fall after. Chris Powell was right. He goes, man, I'll remember this. He was like, that was fun. He said, but this is history. I'll remember where I was when this news happened. I just hope we all act normal. But the mob is always so irrational.
Yeah. The majority of us will, but the loud mob will get the attention.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll have to live in it. Mm-hmm. We'll have to wade through it. We'll have to row or wade through it. We can still have fun though. Awful misery. Blech. Anyway, California, though, that state is going to be rolling in dough soon. Loads of it. I mean, just open up a graham cracker factory in California. Sprite is moving its headquarters right there to Fresno. No question. I'd be living right there on the border. If you're in Blythe.
You live in Keebler,
yeah.
LA?
Yeah. Yeah. If you're pregnant in Quartzsite. You can walk to Blythe. It's going to be great. Prices will be low because the demand will be huge. It's going to be amazing. And again, the stock market loves them some abortion talk. Getting a lot of that 401k I've lost
still
back.
Still holding steady.
Let's take a look. Let's do a stock ticker. Oh, man, we're still at 650. That's a nice hold. Up 650 today. Spent some of that 401k today. A lot of vacations coming up for the 4th of July. If we tap some more women's rights stuff, the next thing you know, you're going to be staying in a 5-star resort.
Upgrade.
I've done very well in my stock market since we've taken all the women's rights away. It's great. More of that. It's time now for Brady to give you all the news entertainment style that Brady has. It's called the Entertainment Drill. It's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com. You can go up there and check out the tactical black self-defense system that I brag about, rave about constantly, love every second of it. We had the active shooter seminar last weekend. It was a week ago already, and they're doing another one July 29th. Not for active shooters this time. It's going to be open to the public once again, and they don't do this, but they had such success with the active shooter, they figured they'd do it again. And the good thing is they truly do care about an end result. This is for the greater good. Self-defense to all women. They're going to do an intense one for ladies, lady self-defense. It's going to be awesome. You can get out there, and just for women, women's only self-defense seminar is going to be July 29th. 3 hours of them teaching you how to not present yourself as a victim. And one of the best ways is, and now I guess they have to add a fourth hour of how ladies cannot get trapped under coffee tables. Well, that's victimization waiting to happen right there. Your ass is up in the air. You got your keys, sure. But how do you dislodge from this confusing Ethan Allen material? Well, it turns out that that's not going to actually be a thing, hopefully. But any other way you walk around, you don't realize it half the time. You're announcing yourself as somebody who has no defenses when you're just in a parking lot looking at your phone or shuffling around looking down or you got a purse dangling off your arm. And a lot of you ladies carry purses that are like $4,000 and $5,000 and you don't even realize you're walking around with a little treasure on your arm and you're loosely flipping it around, paying attention to nothing, looking at your phone. Tons of ways that you tell bad guys, hey, I'm ripe for the picking. And this class teaches you how not to. And if in fact someone does try something on you, teaches you you're a powerful woman. You don't even know it yet. Put that power to the test and get out there and give it a try. It is life-changing. ReactDefense.com. They got that plus all the other stuff I'm always telling you. Check it out. ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Last April, Al Pacino took Twitter by storm.
Fans noticed
that he's holding his phone and it had a Shrek phone case.
Yeah, I like Shrek.
Very funny. The Shrek story behind it finally came out.
What's the matter, Brady? Man, a man my age can't enjoy Shrek.
21-year-old daughter.
What's wrong?
She put it on there.
With Shrek. I love the donkey because you know I love a good ass.
I love it.
A little fun with the word ass.
Just awesome.
A lot of people do this impression and say she got a great ass. I turned it on donkey style. It's going to be tough to have Pacino and Alex Jones in the squares, but it's going to happen. Well, I am not coming back. Donkey! I was the original voice of Shrek. You don't even know that. Get out of my shire, donkey. Get the f*** out of here. Beasts of burden aren't allowed on my property.
Charlie Sheen and Denise Richards' daughter, Sammy, is on OnlyFans.
That's right.
They're both supportive of it. Denise is so supportive of it. She started her OnlyFans account.
Who was surprised by this? Did we think Denise Richards was mother
not
of
together.
The year?
Not together.
Well,
not together. It's not a mother-daughter thing. Not yet.
Until the price tag says.
Well, if it was together, I might watch. But Denise Richards
what,
already
really?
Been in.
Wrong with us?
Really?
Chris Powell was right.
That one,
we've
I would.
Been indoctrinated into. You know what started the indoctrination with those Coors Twins commercials?
That one.
I was the voice of reason.
And
when
the Wrigley Twins and all that kind of stuff
Wrigley
back in the
Twins
day.
Was weird. But they didn't sexualize it.
They hooked up
it.
With other twins.
They did not sexualize it. Yes, they always had two twin boys that they would meet up with. Then Coors came along with their, I got a big night planned, and these girls are into me. And guess what the best part is? Twins! And they would like make it seem like those two were going to have sex for sure and then invite you in. And I'm like, that's incest. We've been tapping that incest nerve for a few years, and now Brett's in on it.
Well, Brett, you're going to go two separate right now. It's $25 a month.
I already seen Denise in Playboy when she was
same.
Good.
Yeah, exactly. Now she's expired.
Yeah, exactly. Now she's milk.
Do you have an inkling of perversion in you that wants an OnlyFans membership?
No,
me neither.
No, none.
Like nothing about
Zero.
It interests me in the slightest. I find it. Like back alley porn kind of stuff. It's Beaver Hunt is what it is.
Yeah.
Remember Beaver Hunt in the back of the...
Yeah.
You do? You were the one. I'm surprised you remember that.
That was a long time.
That may be what caused all the repression.
Because there's always... the Beaver Hunt, I always remember there's one for the ladies.
Huh?
In the Beaver Hunt.
Oh, I didn't
in
read
the middle
it that
of
closely.
It.
Yeah, no kidding.
One for the ladies?
Yeah. They'd throw one dude in there. You'd be like one of the... What?
In Beaver Hunt?
Yeah.
You're looking at a different Beaver Hunt than us.
In this Hustler?
Hustler, right?
Yeah.
They had a pee-pee in there?
Yeah, they'd always have. They'd have like
no
30
kidding.
At the time. Yeah.
There's all the old pictures.
Oh, not one dude. Brady, you might have gotten.
Oh, there's a dude right there.
All right.
One for the ladies.
I do not
called.
Remember that.
Me either. I missed that issue.
My brain blocked that out. One for the ladies. That was the first time you saw someone else's like dirty wiener, right?
No, I've seen that.
Oh, that's something I would have not admitted to.
I've been in the shower room at the Athletic Club
say,
of Columbus.
You shouldn't have so quickly said, God, no, I've seen so many dicks at that
I've seen
point.
So many. I've been in a...
You should have lied. That would have been a good time to pick up and lie.
Yeah, that was the first one. Ooh. But Dirty Mag, you're right. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Probably. As far as
well,
you know,
I'm not talking about like P.E.
Yeah.
That was the first time you'd seen like sexualized penis on another guy.
Right about, you know, everything was about the same time. Because at the same time...
How the dicks came into your life at once?
No, you're seeing the...
You should stop. The next story. This is enough. No, we're done here. No,
he's digging.
Enough.
He's digging.
You never,
yeah,
you never forget you your got, first Beaver
all right,
Hunt.
Stop talking. You're shoveling.
Premiering on July 8th. It's a show on Netflix, How to Build a Sex Room.
Cool.
Starring interior designer Melanie Rose.
Well, they're making it really easy.
Described it as she basically sits down with a couple or she's like the Mary Poppins of sex rooms.
Yeah.
She puts it together for them. They build it.
Well, now that LED lights are so easy, like to, and you get buttons that can change the colors in the room. I watched the thing online about sex rooms, and one of the best things that ever was invented is you don't have to change light bulbs anymore. The lights change. So you can have like the red room. And usually that's the color of choice for the dirty sex room. And I don't know.
Do we know why?
I have no clue why. I think it because it used to represent where you could pick up sluts. And I only know that from
like the red light district Roxanne. And all that kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, the red light district, yeah.
Netflix is also doing a reboot of Spy Kids. And Gina Rodriguez and Zachary Levi are the parents of Spy Kids. I know Brett's excited about
that. I was introduced to the red light thing from the song Roxanne by the Police because I asked my mom, I'm like, what does that mean, Roxanne, you don't have to turn on the red light? We were in a Chrysler Cordoba on Montgomery Boulevard in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and my mom said, hookers have red lights on, and that's how you know a hooker lives there. And for years, I thought all red lights were hooker lights.
That's why they call it the red light district.
That's well, that's but that was from Roxanne. You can learn from the Police.
Here's a rundown of some artists who turned down or had regrets about doing a Super Bowl halftime show. Jay-Z turned it down when he was told he would have to bring Rihanna and Kanye West to perform Run This Town.
Why?
Like, I don't want to do that.
He just wants to. Boy, they're selfish.
Yeah.
The J-Lo's whole documentary is about how she didn't want anyone else to take the spotlight from her. Like,
Rihanna would have turned it down anyway because she turned it down to show her solidarity to Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, I thought it was just because she was too bruised up for the performance.
Dolly Parton.
See out of her at that time, her eyes were too closed and she didn't want to go on TV looking like that.
Katy Perry asked Dolly Parton to appear in her halftime performance, and Dolly didn't do it.
To do Jolene.
Because her husband was sick at the time. So it's...
She was here for that, right? Wasn't the Katy Perry one here?
Was that here? Might have been.
I think so.
I think you're right. Well, we had, was it Tom Petty? Was that this one?
I think it was, Tom.
Yeah, we had Tom Petty, and I think you're right. I think it was Katy Perry in that other one. And then the one way back in the 90s was Diana Ross.
Yeah, that was the Motown Review thing.
This is pretty funny. ASAP Rocky was opening for the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, it was
dates over in Europe.
As soon as possible, Rocky.
And he was late.
What?
So the Chili Peppers
were take that too many different ways.
Him.
So he was late.
Yeah.
Chili Peppers went on, and they're like, go ahead and go on after us. And everyone was just filing out when he came on.
Yeah.
Like, you missed your opportunity. Yeah,
the headliners played already. A$AP Rocky showed up late. Was it a morning concert? That doesn't make any sense. And also,
shocking he was late.
I'll tell you this. It's a little bit on the Chili Peppers.
What?
You've got an African-American opening act. The show's going to start
late. You
want to
know better?
The show's going to start late. It's just going to happen. Black people will tell you. That's not even a slur. They're all laughing at that. Like, yeah,
that's
true.
And that's why one fan in the UK also said the reason why they left is 90% of the people here are bald dads.
Okay.
And are going to see
still signed up for it. Yeah. I remember Don Lemon talking about that with Obama. So, of course, it was the best look I've ever seen on TV because Don Lemon was sitting there and he had some lady on. They said, well, Obama's press conference was supposed to start 25 minutes ago. And Don Lemon goes, well, you know. And then the guy across from him was like, well, I do, but I can't say I do. He didn't say that, but you could see in his face. He's like, I'm not allowed to make that joke. And Don Lemon said, it'll be a minute. And he said, I think he said, that's the first time I ever heard BPT. He's on BPT. Which is black people time.
Yeah.
And I started laughing my ass off. I'm like, Don Lemon's doing it. We can do it. It's a CNN thing. But yeah, you hire A$AP Rocky to be your opener. The show's going to start a little late. And that's kind of fun. It's not like Guns N' Roses late, but late.
Yeah, they should have known going in.
Yeah, that's on you. Yep. That's the Peppers problem. There you go. That's your entertainment drill. And we got our Guadalupe Squares because it's Friday. We're going to do the squares coming up in just moments. If you're a girl... You still have rights for now? Dial up that phone or have a man do it for you and then get on there. We need a girl. We need a guy. We got the squares coming up, and I believe we have Slipknot tickets.
Slipknot tickets, yeah.
Slipknot tickets for October 2. We'll get you those tickets. If you win the squares today, good luck.
It's out of control now.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.